Let's begin at the beginning. God is the center of our lives.
By the grace of God and your help, last year, I was elected president of this great country.
We are a nation of Christians and Muslims, Jews and Hindus, and non-believers.
We are a nation under God, and I believe God intended for us to be free.
This is the source of our confidence, the knowledge that God calls on us to shape an uncertain destiny.
This nation has placed its destiny in the hands and heads and hearts of its millions of free men and women, and its faith in freedom under the guidance of God.
Above the pyramid on the great seal of the United States, it says in Latin, God has favored our undertaking. God will not favor everything that we do. It is rather our duty to divine His will.
I've said that we must be cautious in claiming God is on our side. I think the real question we must answer is, are we on His side?
God bless you.
And God bless all of you.
Let us go forward from here, confident in hope, strong in our faith in one another, sustained by our faith in God who created us, and striving always to serve His purpose.
Steadfast in our faith in the Almighty, we will advance toward a world where man's freedom is secure. With God's help, the future of mankind will be assured in a world of justice, harmony, and peace.
The world is very different now, for man holds in his mortal hands the power to abolish all forms of human poverty and all forms of human life. And yet the same revolutionary beliefs for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe. The belief that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God.
God bless you.
And God bless all of you.
Well, with heart and hand, let us stand as one today. One people under God, determined that our future shall be worthy of our past.
With a good conscience, our only sure reward, with history the final judge of our deeds, let us go forth to lead the land we love, asking His blessing and His help, but knowing that here on earth, God's work must truly be our own.
My friends, together we can do this, and do it we must, so help me God.
With God's help, and for the sake of our nation, it is time for us to join hands in America. Let us commit ourselves together to a rebirth of the American spirit, working together with our common faith. We cannot fail.
I have faith that with God's help, we as a nation will move forward together as one nation, indivisible. And together we will create an America that is open, so every citizen has access to the American dream.
And to ensure the God-given right of every American to full and equal opportunity.
In this dedication of a nation, we humbly ask the blessing of God. May He protect each and every one of us. May He guide me in the days to come.
In performing the duties of my office, I need the help and the prayers of every one of you. I ask for your encouragement and for your support. The tasks we face are difficult, We can accomplish them only if we work together.
I ask your prayer that in the years ahead, I may have God's help in making decisions that are right for America. And I pray for your help so that together we may be worthy of our chapel.
God bless you.
And God bless all of you.
If the Lord... If the Lord is our light, our strength, and our salvation, whom shall we fear? Of whom shall we be afraid? No matter where we live, we have a promise that can make all the difference. A promise from Jesus to soothe our sorrows, heal our hearts, and drive away our fears. He promised there will never be a dark night that does not end. Our weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. He promised if our hearts are true, His love will be as sure as sunlight.
I ask that God give me a clean heart. Let me walk by faith and not sight. I ask once again to be able to love my neighbor, all my neighbors, as myself, to be an instrument of God's peace, to let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, and in the end, the work of my hands, be pleasing.
God bless you.
And God bless all of you.
Almighty God, give us, we pray, the power to discern clearly right from wrong, and allow all our words and actions to be governed thereby and by the laws of this land, so that all may work for the good of our beloved country and thy glory. Amen.
God bless you.
And God bless all of you.
For in the words of Isaiah, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increase strength.
That they that wait upon the Lord
shall renew their strength.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. As we face the coming great challenge, we too shall wait upon the Lord and ask that He renew our strength. Then shall we be equal to the test. Then we shall not be weary. Then we shall prevail.
God bless you.
And God bless all of you.
There is sin and evil in the world, and we're enjoined by Scripture and the Lord Jesus to oppose it with all our might.
El diablo está en casa, pues.
The devil is right at home.
The devil himself
is right in the
house. Ayer vino el diablo aquí.
And the devil came here yesterday.
Ayer estuvo el diablo
yesterday,
aquí.
The devil came here. Right here.
En este mismo lugar,
right here.
Huele a azufre todavía.
And it smells of sulfur still today.
Esta mesa donde me ha tocado hablar.
This table that I am
ayer,
now standing in front of.
Señoras, señores,
yesterday, ladies
desde esta
and gentlemen,
misma tribuna,
from this rostrum,
el señor presidente de los Estados Unidos, a quien yo llamo
the
el diablo,
States, the gentleman to whom I refer as the devil,
vino aquí,
came here,
hablando como dueño del mundo,
talking as if he owned the world.
Como dueño del mundo.
Truly, as the owner of the world.
Un psiquiatra no estaría de más.
I think we could call a psychiatrist to analyze yesterday's statement made by the President of the United States.
Como vocero del imperialismo vino a dar
as the spokesman
sus
of imperialism,
recetas.
He came to share his nostrums.
Para tratar de mantener el actual esquema de dominación,
preserve
de explotación
the current pattern
y de
of domination, exploitation, and pillage of the peoples of the
una
world.
Una película de Alfred Hitchcock.
An Alfred Hitchcock
estaría buena.
Movie.
Incluso yo propondría
could use it as
un
a scenario.
Título.
I would
la
even
receta
propose a title.
Huele a sufre.
The devil's
pero Dios está con nosotros.
It's
un buen abrazo.
Sulfur here, but God is with
y que Dios nos bendiga a todos.
May God bless us
all.
Good day to you.
God bless you.
And God bless all of you.
And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. This is a day when all Americans from every walk of life unite in our resolve for justice and peace. America has stood down enemies before, and we will do so this time. None of us will ever forget this day, yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world.
God bless you.
And God bless all of you.
Yes, let us pray for the salvation of all of those who live in that totalitarian darkness. Pray they will discover the joy of knowing God. But until they do, let us be aware that while they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth, they are the focus of evil in the modern world.
And so, my fellow Americans, as we stand at the edge of the 21st century, let us begin anew with energy and hope, with faith and discipline, and let us work until our work is done. The Scripture says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. From this joyful mountaintop of celebration, we hear a call to service in the valley. We have heard the trumpets. We have changed the guard. And now, each in our own way and with God's help, we must answer the call.
God bless you.
And God bless all of you.
It does require, however, our best effort and our willingness to believe in ourselves and to believe in our capacity to perform great deeds, to believe that together, with God's help, we can and will resolve the problems which now confront us. And after all, why shouldn't we believe that? We are Americans.
One people, under God, dedicated to the dream of freedom that He has placed in the human heart, called upon now to pass that dream on to a waiting and a hopeful world.
And with eyes fixed on the horizon and God's grace upon us, we carried forth that great gift of freedom and delivered it safely to future generations.
God bless you.
And God bless all of you.
This work continues. The story goes on. And an angel still rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm.
Helping each other, believing in Him, we need never be afraid. We will be part of something far more powerful, enduring, and good than all the forces here on earth. We will be a part of paradise.
We will do it together by the grace of God.
And let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
May God's grace be with you in all the days ahead.
I see a great day coming for our country, and I am eager for the work ahead.
God bless you.
And God bless all of you.
May God bless you.
God bless you.
And may He watch over
the United States of America.